We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on the upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Tuesday, indeed. Bit of a theme this week. We're going back to school because, you know what? There is a new logo at one of the state's largest schools, and enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin this fall increased by more than 1,000 students overall, including higher enrollments at 8 universities in the system, according to preliminary estimates based on first day student counts. The numbers were just released yesterday. So we're going to talk to UWM about its new brand, its back to school, how they're going to integrate this new logo into the campus, and much, much more. Plus, it's the 50th anniversary of MIAD, the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design. It's being celebrated all year long, and the college was again named a top graphic design school by Graphic Designs USA this year. The school was awarded a Title III grant, too, that should help grow enrollment even more. We'll check in with the school's president, Jeff Morin, later in the show. But first, you know what we do. Each and every morning, we go two up.
Up one, two.
Now, it's time for the
1, 2, 2. 2
up on the upswing.
There's nothing better than I love. I love bringing passionate foodies to downtown Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Public Market is going to welcome its peers from across the country in 2025. Huge news for downtown. 2025 will be a big year for two markets in Wisconsin. Public markets, new public markets in Green Bay and Madison will debut in the spring of 2025. But Milwaukee Public Market just announced yesterday that it will host Project for Public Spaces' 12th International Public Markets Conference from June 12th to the 14th. It's the largest global conference for public market professionals in the country. Brings 400 public market leaders from all over the world right to our city. Milwaukee, when you add up all of our markets, we have 30 in total in Metro Milwaukee. So it's fitting that this big conference is going to come our way. A big boon for the neighborhood, for downtown, for all the bars, for all the restaurants. This conference was most recently held in Toronto, Barcelona, and London. So this conference will mark the first time it's heading back to the United States since 2012. Congrats to the Milwaukee Public Market. Number two, Amazon is going founder mode. You heard about founder mode? Essentially, it is almost a social media meme that founders of big companies are kind of taking over control of what they believe in. From Bloomberg, Amazon Chief Executive Officer Andy Jassy says he's going to streamline the world's largest online retailer and cloud computing company, cutting management layers, ordering employees to return to the office 5 days a week. That's his plan. The shakeup comes amid stories of all these endless meetings, unnecessary meetings, they say, requirements from multiple approvals. This vast empire that Bezos built said is getting too mirrored down in pre-meetings for the decision meetings, longer lines for managers feeling like they need to review all these topics before things move forward. So Amazon is saying next year, back to the office 5 days a week. Implications for sure. Bars, restaurants, businesses, and downtowns, they love when the employees are back at the office because we all got to go somewhere to eat and drink afterwards. That's what's happening. Two up. When we come back, there's a new logo, and we're going to show it to you at University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Go Panthers. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee last week unveiled an updated logo that honors the school's ties to the city. When I first saw it, I loved it, and I wanted to know more. I like the new look, which you can see if you text WATCH to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. We'll send you a link to the live stream. You can see what's happening in the studio and be one of the first to check out the new University of Wisconsin Milwaukee logo. On the phone, Olivia Wong, the Vice President for Marketing, Communications, and University Relations at UWM, joins us. Liv, thanks for taking time this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm excited you're texting folks out the logo. That's amazing.
Of course. Of course. We're all about commerce and community and moving Milwaukee forward. So am I correct in my assessment? When I first saw the logo, there seems to be more of an emphasis on Milwaukee in UWM these days. Can you discuss the branding process and who was involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's been a really long time since we've gone through this process, since about 1999. So when we wanted to take a look at the logo, which we did for a variety of reasons, accessibility, a whole host of reasons, we really wanted to engage campus. And so both with the logo and our entire branding process, about 500 people from across campus and the community, our alums, our employees, our students, were all engaged in this process. And it really led us to where we are today with this new logo and what we'll continue to unveil in the year to come.
So how will the brand for the school continue to evolve, and how will this new look be implemented throughout campus? I drive through campus almost every day. Obviously, I mean, I also see, like, it seems like the logo is much more digital friendly first, so I'm guessing that's part of your plan.
Yeah, that's a great observation, Jeff. So a couple of things, right? The first thing that we really wanted to prioritize was making sure the logo was accessible to those with visual impairments. So one of the things that's different about it, right, is that we've got what's called a sans serif font. And for folks who are not typography geeks, that just means it's a lot easier to read for individuals with visual impairments. So that's something that we really prioritized. The other thing we prioritized, exactly to your point, was making sure it really was digital friendly. You know, we market to prospective students on Instagram, on web, on YouTube. We're all over the place. And to do that, it requires a lot of digital design. And so having a balanced logo, one that's really easy to insert in our design, is really important. And so this is actually a digital first implementation. So if you go to uwm.edu, you see the new logo there. But when you drive around campus, you won't necessarily see the logo everywhere yet. We are taking a really thoughtful approach to implementation, and you'll notice that the new logo is not so wildly different from the old one, so that we can really truly have them live within the same space. So when something is ready to be replaced, say a sign is old and weathered, and it needs to be replaced with a new one anyway, that's when we're replacing in the regular cycle. So trying to be really fiscally conservative with how we implement this design.
Yeah. So, I mean, from a cost standpoint, other than kind of the group that you put together, there's not a ton of expenditures going into this logo refresh. It's just something that needed to happen for many reasons.
Yeah. And in fact, our chief marketing officer, got to give her a ton of credit here. She really was very thoughtful, and we didn't use any new funds to implement this. We actually used our existing budget over the course of two fiscal years. And the same thing goes when we are thinking about implementation across campus. It's just, you know, look, when you run out of business cards, you got to order new ones. You're ordering them with the new logo. But obviously, in a digital space, we can make those changes really quickly, and that helps us really get the design, as well as the designs that are to come that go along with the logo, out in digital spaces much faster for those prospective students.
All right, very good. We are talking with Liv Wong from UWM. When we come back, we'll talk about the enrollment numbers that were released yesterday. What is that number at UWM? And then, as you plan for the future at UWM, the chancellor says UWM must embrace change. That is wonderful. I love it. Change. There's nothing constant but change. But from your lens, Liz, we're going to find out what exactly that means. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Back to school today with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Olivia Wong, Vice Chancellor of Marketing Communications and University Relations, joins us. Put simply, national enrollment trends show that all schools, including UWM, face greater competition for a smaller pool of students. Yesterday's announced enrollment number, Olivia, I want to have you kind of showcase that for us. How does the freshman year class look like this year? How does it compare to years in the past?
You know, we are actually seeing some really exciting things. You know, I understand that it is a challenging landscape all across the country, and that's true right here in Wisconsin. But, you know, when we look at what's happening on fall, and I think if you walk across campus, you'll really see this too, is that there's a lot happening on campus. And in fact, our undergrad enrollment increased 3.5% over the fall 2023 enrollment. So there's a lot of really exciting stuff there. I think undergrad enrollment overall is at 17,815 students this year. So some really exciting things happening on campus. And no doubt that we're still going to face a lot of challenges, but I think a lot of opportunities for students at UWM.
Yeah. And as you plan for the future, even the total enrollment number that the system announced for UWM was 22,517, and that includes kind of all online and graduate schools. But as you look to the future, what's that current economic impact look like? Because that's what it's all about. From a recruitment and retention lens, that's what we're driving to build the economy.
It absolutely is. You know, we have an estimate that by 2027, Southeastern Wisconsin is going to face a workforce shortage gap of 105,000 employees, and two-thirds of those employees are going to need to hire college graduates. You know, every year UWM graduates about 5,300 students, and if we just look at some of the most recent graduation information, right? Last year, we graduated 4,281 students into some of the most high-need areas. That's health and human service fields, business fields, STEM, computer science fields. These are the fields where employers need folks, and we are graduating those students. Now, they're going into the workforce with an average salary of around, you know, $64,000, a little more than $64,000. If you look at that type of economic impact, right, you know, more than $2.7 million just in salaries in a single year, and then looking at that over a 10-year period, we're talking, you know, more than getting close to a $3 billion economic impact just in those high-need areas alone. So there's a lot that UWM is doing to supply the workers that Wisconsin needs, and also to really drive our economy forward.
Very good. So as the chancellor said last week, UWM must embrace change going forward. And that's for any university. Frankly, it's for any business. It's for any person. What does that mean to you, and how will the new brand kind of work into your action plan? Are there new degree programs, new credential offerings? What's new and fresh coming from UWM?
Yeah, there's so much that's happening on our campus and really in a lot of spaces with UWM. I think two of the most significant things that are changing and that are available for people here in Wisconsin are both the seamless transfer process. You know, in the spring of this year, the chancellor, along with the technical college presidents at Moraine Park Technical College, Waukesha County Technical College, Moraine Park, and Gateway, announced this seamless transfer program. So anyone who had a 2.0 or higher at one of these tech colleges at any point in time can come in with 60 credit hours to attend UWM and complete a degree if they want to get a bachelor's degree or higher. And that's done with no application fee, a really simple intent form. So that's one way we're making it a lot easier for students to go from a technical college degree, an associate degree, to a bachelor degree or higher. The other thing that we're doing that's really exciting, Jeff, is that specifically in Waukesha, with Waukesha County Technical College, we have been developing a university center model. And that model allows us to connect the expertise of our faculty members at our Milwaukee campus to WCTC so that students that are getting their education there are then able to continue on with their education with UWM faculty to begin earning a bachelor's degree or higher. And that is something that we're super excited about, and there's a lot more to come on that in January.
Very good. Olivia Wong, Vice President of Marketing, Communications, and University Relations at UWM. I appreciate your time today, Liv, and all the best for the rest of the semester and the rest of the school year.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Welcome back to the Upswing. Tonight, could our Milwaukee Brewers clinch the division? Well, if they do, pretty interesting to think about, especially as we have the president of MIAD in, who's all about branding and creativity. Jackson Churio can't drink. He's only 20 years old, so they're bringing champagne and beer into the clubhouse. This, from a marketing lens, a perfect opportunity to highlight, what is it, Coors Edge is their big NA? Sharps? Is Miller, Molson Coors still make Sharps? Let's highlight the NA products. I want a cooler of NA front and center in the clubhouse tonight. A wonderful opportunity, a growing, growing portion. I just heard the other day that Whole Foods is now selling more NA beer than any other type of beer. So, let's do that tonight, Brewers. And Molson Coors, there's my free marketing tip for you. Go all in, Coors Edge, tonight. All right, let's get right into creativity and money. MIAD, Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design President, Jeff Morin, joins us in the studio. Jeff, thanks for taking time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for inviting me in.
Of course. So let's jump right into creativity and money. What is the impact of the new Title III grant that the school just received? How is it going to impact student outcomes? There's a new, student success center that you're working on?
The $2.25 million grant that Maya just received from the federal government will be transformative to the college on many levels. It will allow us to build out a student success center. Which will pull together a lot of operations that we already have, but they're dispersed throughout the campus. And this way for students, it'll be more like a one-stop shop experience.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also be adding staff for our students. About 36% of our students are Pell eligible, which means that they come from very low income backgrounds. And about 30% of our students come to us with a documented disability. So in order to serve those students better, we're going to bring in a caseworker that will help them navigate services beyond the college. We'll also bring in an experiential learning manager who will help them with high-impact practices like internships and career advancement. We'll bring in an institutional researcher that's going to manage the project. We'll create a fund for teacher training to teach these contemporary students. And we'll build an endowment that will allow this program to move well into the future.
So it allows you to really take the whole student approach with additional funding. And obviously the Student Success Center is looking at, you know, the entire student, not just the day-to-day academic work.
Exactly right. And for our faculty, post-pandemic, students have changed. There's a heightened awareness of mental health issues. Obviously, with our student demographic, they're bringing in high financial need, and they're also bringing in unique needs because of their disabilities, and we want to be able to help our faculty and our staff meet the students where they are.
Yeah. How has that, I want to have you talk a little bit about the enrollment trends for this year and moving into the future, but how have those like ROI discussions with families and students changed in the last couple of years?
Post-pandemic and moving into a really strong employment condition for our graduates or for someone coming right out of high school, we've definitely had to double down on the return on investment and make the case for why an investment in art and design is a solid investment for the future. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a kitchen table conversation in most households.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, both from a student standpoint and obviously the parents, they want to know that, hey, we're sending our kids for 2 years or 4 years. We want to be able to come out of the school with a job and with resources that can make up this big investment. But there's more to it than just, you know, the day to day. You're also building a community and you're building an infrastructure and you're part of something bigger.
I couldn't agree with you more. And part of what the Title III grant will help us with, and part of the work that we've been doing for years now, is to make sure that on day one, when a student comes in as a first year student, we're already thinking about and talking about graduation in 4 to 5 years. So that retention from 1 year to the next is vital. Because if a student comes in and has incurred debt through loans, if they leave MIAD and don't go to another college or university, but simply drop out, they simply leave with the debt and not with the credential to clear that debt. So for us, we take that very seriously. And that's why we're pursuing things like this Title III funding, to maximize the opportunities for students to succeed.
Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design President Jeff Morin joins us. When we come back, how MIAD is working on new partnerships to drive the student experience forward. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Jeff Morin, president at MIAD, joins us in studio this morning. So, Jeff, in terms of collaboration with other area colleges and universities, you don't offer a business school per se within the college. How do a student that wants to be a true entrepreneur, start his or own business, how do they accomplish that when they're so focused on the creative aspects of what they do?
Great question, and probably what will surprise most people about MIAD graduates is that about 30% of them will start their own business during their professional career. And one of the ways that we help our students is by partnering with Marquette University. We have had a very long relationship with Marquette, where our students can minor in quite a few curricular offerings at Marquette, including a brand new game and interactive design minor that's been developed in conjunction with MIAD. So we share the curriculum and we share the students in those programs. And Marquette students come to MIAD if they're interested in enhancing their educational experience with art and design classes.
I love it. All right. So given some of the ongoing challenges in higher education funding, how is MIAD addressing the budgetary concerns and shortfalls?
You know, MIAD's at this very interesting confluence or intersection. We are a nonprofit. We are in the arts and we are in higher education. And all three of those industries, especially in the Milwaukee area, are stressed. In our case, we have a business model that does not allow us to operate with a deficit budget. So as we see colleges and universities highlighted in the media for their precarious position, oftentimes in those stories we'll see that they've been carrying a deficit for 5 years or more, and every year probably adding a little bit to that deficit. Our model does not allow for that. We have to make difficult decisions in the year, within the budget that we're living in that year. So we are not postponing any of those decisions to a later date.
Okay. So with, you said your incoming class, or the class this year, is 850 students or so. How are you creating new partnerships to diversify the revenue streams, kind of be above and beyond tuition then? I'm guessing that's first and foremost.
There are quite a few different things that we're doing, and some of it is planning even at the high school level with high school students in the area through programs like our design internship program. That allows for area high school students to get a paid internship in the summertime, additional instruction on whatever field of design they're interested in that MIAD offers, and then they get access to a year's worth of programming at MIAD for free. What that is doing is it's building that starting point of a pipeline for people interested in entering the creative industries or creative fields. That's one thing that we're doing locally, partnering with MPS and quite a few other area schools. I think this last year we had applicants from about 45 area high schools. I didn't know we had 45 area high schools. And that program has grown 500% in the last 4 years. So it started as a pilot program with Hanson Dodge and has really grown into a great partnership with many area businesses.
Okay. All right. When we come back, more with Jeff Morin from MyAd. I want to hear about kind of the innovation around the curriculum and how they're adapting in the world of marketing and branding that truly just changes each and every day. And what are the new developments that could happen on campus right there in the historic Third Ward? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Jeff Morin, the president of the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design. Jeff, what insights do you have from your role on the governor's task force for workforce and AI? I'm guessing a lot of the incoming students have maybe a little bit of fear around AI and how it will impact their creativity down the road. What do you tell them?
I think you characterize it correctly. There is a fair amount of fear around AI, and there are a handful of people that are seeing great opportunity there. My background has been in communication design or graphic design.
Okay.
And I tell them that it is simply an evolution in the work that we're doing, in the same way that a couple of decades ago, a personal computer or a laptop was revolutionary in the work that we do. I was not trained to work as a graphic designer today. I was trained on how to do paste up and how to order type from a type house. None of that exists anymore.
Yeah.
But graphic design still exists.
Right.
Communication design still exists. Print and web design still exists.
Yeah.
So the field will evolve.
Yeah. You still have, you need the human touch no matter what, but the tools are going to enhance that creativity for sure. So in terms of touching the community, I know MyAd is involved in a number of different projects. What are some of those, and maybe a couple that we aren't aware of?
There are quite a few in the community. There's probably not a major manufacturer or entity in the Milwaukee area that we aren't involved with. And when you look at our alums going out in the community, whether it's the development of the Live Wire at Harley-Davidson with a MyAd alum there, or right down to the Box logo that we're all familiar with now in that development. We're not claiming it for our students, but
right.
our alums are definitely involved in that. And if you've walked the airport and had to use the navigation map, that is something that our students developed. So we are in surprising places in the community.
Yeah. And obviously a gallery right here outside at the Avenue that's right on Wisconsin Avenue.
The Gallery of the Ave was a very important extension for us. It is putting the college in front of people that may not get to our part of the Third Ward because we're building a new vibrancy in this part of the city.
Yes, without a doubt. So how are you leveraging your current facilities in the Third Ward? You have new things coming in terms of development and buildings. Is that in the long-term plan?
Well, we are going to be building out this new Student Success Center, but some of the work that we've done recently specifically is with our Lubar Centers for Innovation and Emerging Technology. And in discussing AI, we have a place for that discussion to happen on campus, and that's in our Lubar Emerging Technology Center. And that center allows students to apply for digital inquiry grants so that they can pursue new things. And we're looking to them to bring it back into the curriculum with us so that students will oftentimes bring us a new software that we are not aware of that is how they're producing their work on the side.
Yeah. All right. So in a couple, maybe 30, 45 more seconds, I always like to ask leaders when I have them in, especially from your creative lens, Jeff. You had this Milwaukee magic wand. What's your one wish for the future of Greater Milwaukee?
My wish would be that Milwaukee would plant a flag and really own something that distinguishes itself positively from any other city in the country. Of course, selfishly, I'd love to see that around something in the creative sector. It could be around our celebrations. It could be around quite a few different things that we do here in the city.
All right, very good. Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design, MyAd President Jeff Morin, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow, the business of sports. Andrew Brandt and Mark Cass join. Oh, so many topics, NFL, and much, much more. Enjoy the rest of the day.